Exclusive: leading Romanian presidential candidate George Simion, "Let's Make Europe Great Again." By Matthew Boyle on May 1, 2025. Washington, George Simion, the leading candidate in the upcoming Romanian presidential election, told Breitbart News that if he wins and if a similarly conservative anti-globalist candidate wins in Poland in presidential elections in May, that President Donald Trump will have two major new allies in the European Union. Romania had elected hardline conservative anti-globalist Calin Georgescu late last year, but the election was called off and nullified after he was accused of being pro-Russian. Romanians scheduled a new election for May, and Simion, who has promised Georgescu a position in his government if he wins, has emerged as the front-running candidate. Protests have erupted across Romania with people objecting to interference in their elections from Brussels, globalist plotters who cancelled Georgescu's victory. Simion was in Washington in mid-April to meet with top conservatives close to President Trump and during his visit sat for an exclusive interview with Breitbart News. Asked about the anger from the people that the international community has seen since Georgescu's victory was nullified by globalists, Simion told Breitbart News, "Would you be? You would storm onto the streets and you would be protesting in a manner that you would harangue them. The guys that did the coup d'etat, the establishment guys, the deep state guys combined with our public government," Simion told Breitbart News. "They were losing big time, they were organizing the elections and they lost big time. So they renounced the elections because they didn't like Georgescu's stances. They said he had pro-Russia stances. It's arguable, but, it's arguable that Donald Trump did this. We have a globalist ambassador here and the US has a globalist ambassador to Bucharest. Also a Biden woman," they said Simion was in Russia making anti-Semitic statements. "He was phoning people around Washington. I've never been to Moscow. They said okay Georgescu had pro-Russian stances. Last I checked, this is not forbidden by the Constitution and the electoral law. Of course, I would never have pro-Russian stances. Nobody in Romania would win with the pro-Russian stances actually. Russia did the biggest harm to us in the last 100 years in order to have a population that loves Russia or Russians." Simion is not concerned that they might be able to do to him what they did to Georgescu because now the whole world is watching and Brussels-based globalists and other far-left actors in Romania cannot get away with it. But he does expect some leftist shenanigans and is prepared to fight it out to victory. "It would be too much now that everybody is looking," Simion said. "We have international observers. Nobody was expecting this inside a country inside the European Union. It is too much to annul the election. They will try some scams. They will try to rig some votes and steal some ballots. This is usual for them because they are liars and they are thieves. They will do anything in their power to keep their power." Simion and several other candidates will face off on Sunday in a first round of the presidential election. The top two vote-getters in the May 4th contest will advance to a May 18th final head-to-head election, and Brussels is quite literally freaking out that Simion might win. Recent polling has had him double digits ahead of everyone else in the race, but he's still only in the mid-30s, so while he is expected to finish atop the field on Sunday, he's got to then within 2 weeks really close it down and win big, getting majority support on May 18th to become Romania's next president. Polls will be however you have some psychological phenomenon. "Silent spiral, but I'm leading big time, yes," Simion said when asked about the polls, adding that he's ready for a real fight with the globalist elites in the home stretch. "They were expecting, okay, we will dismantle him through the MSM. We will kill him," Simion said. "This is why in this election people are already going to vote. Some people are already casting their ballots in the US and Canada abroad. The Romanians abroad, some of them already voted in the voting stations, not by mail. So yes, this is one of the reasons I'm here, to spread the word and sound the alarm that they are not Democrats but authoritarian tyrants that want to control Romania and they are allowed and are ordered by unelected bureaucrats in Brussels." Romania is one of the European Union's 27 member nations. Located in Eastern Europe, it borders Ukraine, and the threats from Russia are very real to Romanians. Romanians have gone decades without a leader like Simion, and he has come to lead a movement of disenfranchised Romanians who feel like their votes were stolen last year. "First of all, it's not about me. It's the fact I'm continuing this sovereignist movement." A representative of this sovereignist movement started by Calin Georgescu, Simion told Breitbart News. "I'm his replacement. People are upset and they want their president back. Their president is Georgescu, and we will bring him to power through these elections and all the means that is necessary. Second, of course, it will be the first time in Romania in the last 35 years where we have had a patriotic, sovereignist president. So this is the reason they are voting for me. I'm 38 years old. I will fight. The ideals of the Romanian Revolution of 1989 will be transformed into reality. People died hoping that we have free elections, democracy, and freedom. We forgot about this. It turns out the fight continues for freedom in all of our lives. You must fight generation to generation, and you must win. So this is what we are doing right now. Simeon said the movement politics of working class people rejecting globalists. What's happened in the US and might be happening in Romania is of course a reaction, an allergic reaction or an antibody reaction from the people against all these crazy ideas and ideologies and crazy stuff like lies about how cows are polluting and we must kill the cows. We must kill the grandmothers, and we must kill everybody because we have a death culture and satanic ideology behind us. It's common sense that people are supporting and returning to their roots and returning to normality, Simeon said. Simeon said he knows that if he wins, he will be the most likely of any of the remaining candidates to have warm relations with President Trump in the United States. Simeon also mentioned that Poland, which is also having its presidential elections in May, has a similar opportunity to elect a fresh young anti-globalist conservative. The two of them are essentially running as a ticket, freaking Brussels out even more. I am not hoping, I know, he replied when asked if he hopes to have close relations with Trump if he wins. I am the only one who has channels to the Trump administration. The Trump administration doesn't want to talk with our public government selected by Brussels. Yes, America would be our main focus and key strategic partner. We are the natural partners and we are ideologically the same with the MAGA movement. You can consider me a MAGA candidate. The only MAGA candidate in the Romanian election. But what's more interesting and important is I'm also supporting the Polish candidate in their presidential elections on the same day in Poland. Karol Nawrocki, the successor of Andrzej Duda, is the candidate of the party of Mr. Jarosław Kaczynski. We would be two presidents that if we win the elections in May would be pro-Trump presidents, pro-freedom presidents, and against the Brussels bureaucracy. When Breitbart News told him of the very positive view of President Trump this reporter found in Greece recently, Simeon said Trump has far more support across Europe than globalist institutions like the establishment media would have anyone believe. He mentioned how close he and other conservative leaders are with Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. This interview was conducted right after Meloni's visit to the White House. I'm sure this is the fact, Simeon said. In Romania, President Trump in their fake polls from the 27 states has the biggest approval rating of his actions. I think what we started and continue the MAGA movement with MAGA. Make Europe great again, I'm the co-founder of that in Europe, we will be victorious. I think it's a matter of time after winning in Romania and Poland before we have a majority of governments across the 27 states of the European Union that are pro-Trump and MAGA-oriented. This is what we have to do, we are in the European party of Giorgia Meloni. Giorgia is our dear friend and leader. Yesterday she was at the White House. Simeon said he agrees with Meloni's and Trump's comments from the Italian leader's White House visit where they pledged to make the West great again. He also said how he and others across Europe believe the globalists at the European Union headquarters in Brussels need to be put in check. Absolutely, when you define the West, you talk about Italy, Simeon said. And she managed to make it, she has it in Italy many times, Italia protagonista. She managed in only 2 years to do it and be a model. So yes, I would think we would have a series of pro-Trump leaders across Europe who are winning and will deal directly with the Trump administration and which will stop Ursula von der Leyen and these nasty people that remind us of crooked Joe Biden. Simeon added that given that Romania shares a border with Ukraine, his country has unique credibility among European Union member nations on how to deal with Russia and Ukraine. He said that Russia is a malign actor in the region and cannot be trusted. Russia is a big danger for us, for Poland, for the Baltic states, Simeon said. We must stop Russia. But what's happening right now is not stopping Russia. It's only making Russia become an important actor again. This war doesn't go anywhere. Of course it's condemnable and you cannot ask for a country to give up territory. But we have to de-escalate the conflict. I hope and pray President Trump will do so and obtain a ceasefire and peace negotiations. It's the only way possible, with new security guarantees for the next 40 to 50 years so that Russia doesn't do this again, because it's like an MO from their part. We need new security guarantees. When it comes to Trump's tariffs, Simeon said Trump's speeches throughout his career made it obvious the president was focused on China with them. It's obvious that the tariffs were not targeting the European countries, Simeon said. It was just stupid Emmanuel Macron who tried to put tariffs on the digital products from the United States, and I'm sure we will find a solution in the economic relationship with the United States. Of course, the tariffs are about China, only if you listen to the speeches of the last 10 years of Donald Trump you would understand this. But some pretend they do not understand. So if America wouldn't have done this now, in 10 years Americans wouldn't be the biggest power in the world. It's something you need to do, and it's something we need to do. Because we stopped producing in our countries and we have had some not-so-smart people influencing things, like experts and university professors who were saying you could live like this forever, not producing anything but having the good life. We should get our jobs back and we should get our production back in Europe and in America, and only then we can really stop others from growing. He said too that he hopes after the elections in Romania and Poland that are upcoming that Trump and the US will have friends in the presidencies of two major European nations in just a few weeks' time. I'm hopeful that after the end of May, America will regain two of its important partners, both Romania and Poland, Simeon said. We are committed not only to the idea of friendship between Romania and the United States, but also to the values I know on which we stand: freedom of speech, democracy, common sense.